Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending August 10th, 2018. 32nd week of the year and the 1040th week I've compiled these statistics. First of three categories, new listings. Did I say single family residences only? And just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. New listings, 40 new listings hit the books this week. Four are already closed and two are already in escrow. So that's a net number of 34 new listings. A low of $560,000 on Indio Muerto, which is where near where Jeff first lived. He was managing a mobile home park, I think. And it's also one of the ones that sold today, the low that sold today, $560,000 Indio Muerto, which I think means dead Indian. The high, Riven Rock Road, $17.9 million. And interestingly, I think that's the same high for sold. In 1,040 weeks, I don't think we both had the same low and high in a new listing and the sold listing ever. I don't normally give the address, but it's 000 Riven Rock Road. That's the way they listed it. And I guess that was named after Blazing Saddles. 13 of the 40 new listings were under $1 million, median price just about $1,280,000, which is very low for new listings. Second category, opened escrows. 18 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 10th, 2018. A low of $839,000 on Linden Avenue down in Carpinteria, and a high of $17.9 million on Picacho Lane, Montecito, as is Riven Rock. Five of the 18 opened escrows were under $1 million. The median price, just about $1.5 million. And compare that to the year-to-date median price of $1.280 million. So the 18 opened escrows had a higher median price. And finally, behind door number three, sold listings, 29 lucky people actually closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 10th, 2018. As mentioned, the low, $560,000 on Indio Muerto, and as mentioned, the high on Riven Rock Road. Boy, and you know, I'm not sure. It might not be the same listing, because here I have down $9,550,000. So is it possible that it was two different listings on Riven Rock there? We'll check that out next week. And as Brian would say, nobody cares. 12 of the 29, it really doesn't matter. 12 of the 29 sold listings were under $1 million. And due to the visit from my buddy Jeff, I didn't write down the median price for the 29 sold listings. And frankly, I'm very interested because that's a lot of sales. We've only been averaging 19.65 sales per week, and now we closed 29 in 1 week. That's pretty extraordinary. But I think it was on the high side. I know it was on the high side. It was higher than $1,280,000 year to date, because it helped keep that median price year to date. So those are the stats for the week ending August 10th, 2018. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, tell them to get a real estate license and find out. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. I'm out of time. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.